Time for our Friday morning visit with Roy Smith, Soy Roy. Morning, Roy.
Good morning, Randy.
Well, this week has been the John Deere Pro Farmer Crop Tour, and been hearing a lot about yields coming out of that crop tour. Does that sway the markets one way or the other a lot?
I think it does, simply from the fact that so many people watch it. My perception is that they're usually a little low on their predictions, and I haven't heard any bushel predictions coming from the tour yet, but my understanding is that they're kind of disappointed in the condition of some of the crops in places where they've been.
And I had heard, saw the Nebraska totals here, and about the same as last year is what they come up with in places. But then they said, too, South Dakota was, there was a fair crop, and then there was a crop where there wasn't hardly non-existent.
Well, I think that's true in southeast Nebraska also, and I don't know exactly where they went, but there's going to be some pretty good corn here in my area, and there's going to be some fields that are just real disappointing because they just lacked a few days of getting the rain that they needed before the corn died. And so it's going to be extremely variable, but I look for an average crop here where I'm at.
Now, as far as the carryout numbers and everything go, are we still seeing that being drawn down fairly well?
It seems like it. It's kind of interesting after the last crop report that came out that they lowered the projected carryout for soybeans quite a bit. And, of course, we'd been looking for just an astronomical number, and the number that they're proposing now is still going to be big, but not completely out of reason like it had been. So I perceive that as kind of favorable to the soybean market, but the price action hasn't indicated it yet. But that may be ahead yet, next two or three weeks.
Well, as far as doing any kind of marketing into this type of a atmosphere, are there any tricks or tips a guy should watch out for?
The big one is that a lot of times you see the market sell off pretty bad in the soybeans starting the day of the September crop report. It seems like that September crop report has a tendency to be negative to the market. And so, you know, the thing that I told people last week at the soybean management field days and also my newsletter readers that if you've got beans to sell and you think that you haven't gotten enough pre-sold, why that day or two before the September crop report, about 8 years out of 10 has been a good time to make soybean sales. That's not necessarily the case with corn, although the last couple days the corn market has started to act like maybe it's put in a minor bottom. So we could see a couple weeks of pretty strong prices here that would give people a chance to do some more forward selling.
Well, if somebody would like more information from you, how do they find you?
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com is my website, and all my seasonal charts are up to date and free.
All right, Roy, we'll visit with you again next Friday.
Great. We'll see you again.